Coming up in a few minutes, the Sunday Morning Crew recreates scenes from It's a Wonderful Life.
Hello, George.
And Schwani is going to be making a very interesting theatrical debut this morning.
You mean Mary Hatch?
Is all I'm going to say. We're also trying to keep an eye this morning on what's going on post-election 2020 with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the presumptive winners of the election. And joining us on the phone line right now is Pat Brady, former chairman of the Illinois Republican Party. Hello there, my old friend I haven't talked to in a million years. How are you?
How you been? Hey, can I be Zuzu?
Of course you can.
Daddy, my flower needs a drink of water.
Look at the rose petals in the pocket of the former chairman of the Illinois Republican Party.
They're not there. It's Zuzu's petals.
It's a whole new twist on It's a Wonderful Life.
There they are.
I
think in my pocket you might find votes from Pennsylvania.
Careful. Careful. It's a Wonderful Life is, I imagine, what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are saying today.
You don't want It's a Wonderful Indictment, or, you know, no, you don't want that.
No, definitely not. I mean, you must be talking to fellow Republicans around the country. I mean, what's the feeling? Are people feeling, as the president has tweeted, that he's been robbed and that it's fraud and it's a hoax, or are they, you know, just feeling like it just didn't work out?
I think it's the latter. I think the only person that thinks it's a fraud and a hoax is the president. I'll give you an example of this. Yesterday, Senator Rick Santorum, who's Pennsylvania conservative, big supporter of the president, was on one of the networks, and he goes, I looked at the numbers in each of the counties, and in the counties they're saying where votes were stolen, and Trump actually did better than he did in 2016 in those counties. So either Biden's got the dumbest vote stealers we've ever seen, or these claims are baseless. But the people I've talked to have said that they're just trying to get the president to the point that he can accept that he's lost, which I think he has. But you know, it's unfortunate that he's taken this course and not observing the protocols of every other president has gone by, but that's where we are.
Yeah. So, Pat, explain to me how we move on from here. You know, we all wish that everybody could get along and, you know, for the betterment of the country, for the good of the country, that we're able to talk to each other and negotiate and, you know, settle our differences the way Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill used to do, you know, back in the old days. Is that at all possible? I look at social media. On my social media, there is so much mean, nasty hate on both sides. I can't imagine these voices. And now I know it's social media, and that's a whole anomaly by itself. But is there any possible way that people could get along and you know, move on for the betterment of the country?
Yeah, I think there is, and I think from watching yesterday and seeing somebody like Joe Biden from, you know, humble beginning, and then seeing the first woman of color be up there to get the second most powerful job in the world, I think that says a lot about the greatness and possibility of the country. And I think a lot of people still believe that. I do believe there was a sense of relief yesterday for a lot of people, that the constant Twitter wars and dividing the country, and Trump specialized in pushing those wedge issues and dividing the country, that I think drives a lot of the division. And I don't want to be too Pollyannish about it, but I do think that Joe Biden is a guy that can get along with people. He won't be putting out the same vitriol we've seen out of the president. And I think that goes a long way to if you're not stirring the pot, it tends not to get, there's always going to be people on social media screaming about one thing or another. But I think we have a guy who might be the right man for the moment, just that he's a guy that knows how to get things done, knows how to get along with people, and hopefully will set a better example than what we've seen in the last 4 years.
So what was your take on the results of Illinois politics after Tuesday's election?
Well, Illinois and even nationally, Republicans had a fantastic night. At the national level, we were predicted to lose as many as 15 seats in the House of Representatives. I think we're going to end up picking up 10 Republicans. I think we will likely keep control of the Senate, depending on what happens in Georgia. But in Illinois, leader Jim Durkin, who was supposed to lose 8 seats in the Illinois House, ended up picking up, winning 4 and picking up, netting 2. The fair tax, so-called fair tax amendment, went down in flames. So it was really below the president. It was a fantastic evening for Republicans all across the country. Even we didn't lose any governorships, and we picked up seats in all the state legislatures that Democrats had targeted. But in Illinois specifically, Speaker Madigan spent tens of millions of dollars trying to win these races, and he didn't. So it was a really good night for Republicans.
Yeah, very interesting. And it's going to be very interesting next, 73 days, seeing how this transition goes and, see where we are from here.
The Georgia runoff election,
right.
too.
Exactly. In January, right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Early January.
You know that Kelly, Senator Loeffler, she's from downstate Illinois.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she went to Olympia High School and down by Bloomington.
Did not know that. All right. Well,
we're a little trivia for you, Dean. You can spread that around.
I'm going to steal that. I'm going to steal that little tidbit and pretend like I just knew it.
You'll be the hit of the party.
Dropping
that's
it.
My whole stick is that's what I do.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on social media and see who attacks it. I'm sure somebody will. I would be shocked if it didn't. Pat, it's good to talk to you. Thank you for taking a few minutes. The former chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, we like to call him Zuzu Brady.
Have fun.
Thanks,
Dean.